أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح وأصحاب الرس وثمود وعاد وفرعون وإخوان لوط. From the beginning of the surah, Surah Qaf, Allah explains the truthfulness of the Quran Sharif, and then the beginning of life and why Allah has created man and his resurrection and the day of Qiyamah. And then if the people of Mecca, the Quraysh particularly, who did not believe, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala gave various examples which forces a person to believe. How Allah has created the skies, the earth, how things are growing, how we are getting our food, how the rains fall and things start growing, all clear proofs. Further, the people of Mecca used to go on business journeys to the north and the south during the year. And on those journeys, they used to see the resurrection and the result of many nations who did not believe in their Rasuls and did not follow the commands of Allah Ta'ala. So now Allah reminds them of that. كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ وَأَصْحَابُ الرَّسِّ وَثَمُودِ جُتْلَا چُكَي ان سے پہلے نوح کے قوم اور کوئے وادے اور ثمود. Before that, oh, don't you see, oh, the people of Mecca, that the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam had falsified their Rasul. And the people of Ras, Ras is a well. This was a nation famous that lived around a well. And Thamud, the people of Thamud, the mighty and strong nation. وَعَادُ وَفِرْعَوْنُ وَإِخْوَانُ لُوتُ Or Ad, or Fir'aun, or Lut ke bhai. And also the nation of Ad, which was an offshoot of Thamud, and the people of Fir'aun, which is a famous nation, and the brothers of Lut, that is the Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the Nabi of Allah, and those people who had got involved, besides not believing in Allah Ta'ala, in homosexuality, etc. So all those people were Ashabul Aika, or Ban ke rehne wale, and those people who were destroyed by a dam, that is, they had a wonderful irrigation system, and they were living a flourishing life, and they were enjoying, but when the dam burst its walls, they were all destroyed. And all these people, Allah destroyed them with hurricanes, with earthquakes, with tornadoes, with stones falling from the sky, etc. So Allah say, O people of Mecca, and it is a lesson for all of us also, that take a lesson, no matter what the worldly pictures are around us, everything can be very rosy and can be blooming very well, but everything is in the control of Allah. And if we disobey the commands of Allah Ta'ala and break His laws and don't believe in Him, and He has to punish us, even in this world that punishment can be so severe. And of course the punishment of the Akhirah then is much more severe. وَقَوْمُ تُبَّعُ or تُبَّعُ كَيْكَوْمُ This was a nation in Yemen. This nation also disbelieved in Allah Ta'ala. كُلٌّ كَذَّبَ الرُّسُلْ فَحَقَّ وَعِيدُ In سب نے جھٹلایا رسولوں کو پر ٹھیک پرا میرا درانا. And all these they falsified and did not believe in the Rasuls, the messengers which I had sent, and them what my warnings were, they came to pass. 100% correctly as I had warned, they had come to pass. Just like today also, a fisherman who goes and fish, and the small fish just sees the bait, and it goes after it, but it doesn't know what is lying behind it. It will be pulled out of the water, it will be cut into pieces, its insides will be taken out. Like that, we have been promised the life of the Akhirat. If we only look at the bait of this dunya, and we just fall in this dunya, and we don't believe in Allah, and we don't fulfill His commandments, then all what happens to the fish which it experiences, that all will happen in the life of the year after, in the qabr, etc. أَفَعَيِّنَا بِالْخَلْقِ الْأَوَّلِ کیا اب ہم تھک گئے پہلے بار بنا کر. Allah says that what, have we become tired after making you the first time? In other words, this objection the kuffar of Mecca used to raise, that when we die, we'll be gone in our qabr, we will turn into sand. How can we be made again into a human being? So Allah says, He is the one who made you the first time from nothing. And the matter is not just on its own. Allah creates matter. Allah created everything for which man is required, and a little thought of how man is made. The eyes, matter is complete different material. The matter of the brains, the heart, the bones, the skin, everything, the liver, the kidneys, are all different materials completely. How Allah had made it the first time, and how that body functions so perfectly, this is a miracle. Or it is belief in Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So He who made you the first time, what is it difficult for Him? Just to resurrect you and put you together again the second time. Bal hum fi lapsim min khalqin jadid. Koi nahi, unko dhoka hai ek naye banane mein. There is nothing, but they are in a great deception about the resurrection, that Allah will again once more put all the people together, though it will be a body slightly different, slightly like this form, but Allah will put this human being back together again, and he will come alive. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ. And this is not only the outward form of the human being that Allah Ta'ala is going to make, but even the inside, Allah is so well aware of it. That Allah says, or albatta humne banaya insan ko, it is we who have created this human being. And this is a great miracle, how this human being is being created. And every day, about 250,000 babies are born in the world. How Allah supplies 250,000 hearts, 500,000 eyes, ears, noses, body, hands, legs. This is all a miracle. If we look at a baby, we get very happy we got a baby. But we should be also thinking how Allah made that baby in that small factory of the womb of the mother. How Allah Ta'ala had made that baby. وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُ. اور ہم جانتے ہیں جو باتیں آتی رہتی ہیں اس کی جی میں. And we know also perfectly well all those things which come in the heart. What your thoughts are, what is in your heart, that also Allah Ta'ala knows perfectly well. So the thoughts that just come by their own, which are called wasawis. In the hadith, we are taught that we won't be taken to task for those wasawis, for thoughts which just come on their own. But if we entertain wrong thoughts, or we bring intentionally wrong thoughts, then even that, even those wasawis, Allah is aware of. But Allah will overlook and forgive them with those thoughts that just come on their own. But what we entertain and we keep in our hearts, for that also we will be taken to task. Allah is that being who did not only make our outside, He made our inside. He does not only know our outside, He knows perfectly well our inside as well. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. اور ہم اس سے نزدیک ہیں دھرکی دھرکتی رگ سے زیادہ. And we are more closer to human being than what his jugular vein is. In other words, the vein of his life. And that is also outside him. Allah is inside you. Allah is so close to you that is more closer than your own life also. Our life is the closest to us, but Allah is even more closer than that also. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala calls upon the people of Makkah directly and upon us all till the day of Qiyamah. That see all those people who disbelieved in Allah Ta'ala, who did not follow their Rasul, what was their result and what was their reaction. And remember also, Allah is the one who has made you, and He has made your inside, and He knows you perfectly well inside and out. So be a sincere, a true slave of Allah, turn to Him, humble yourself towards Him, obey His commands, and you will find only goodness and mercy and kindness from Allah in this world also, and when you die in the qabr and in the akhirat as well. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا.